Welcome to Manifestation Mindset and More Woo with Shia Samantha. I'm Samantha, your host and Manifestation Spiritual Life Coach. Ever wanted to experience a life with more ease and flow, to experience synchronicities and effortless abundance whilst taking inspired action towards your goals? Well, here we merge the strategy with the energetics to help nourish your mindset, unleash your inner potential, and support you to consciously co-create your life. We talk all things manifestation, universal principles, and spirituality, alongside the relevant tools, strategy, mindset shifts, and more, all to help you embody that dream version of you. If this sounds like your kind of thing, then you are in the right place. Thank you so much for joining me. Let's dive in. Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode. Today, I was really inspired to do this episode because I had been away recently for my birthday. And if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that it was my birthday on the 18th of March and I turned 31, which is just crazy to me. I don't know, maybe some of you didn't know how old I was. So there you are. It is official. You know my age. but yeah, I turned 31. And James took me away for a surprise weekend in the New Forest, which was amazing. Like, it feels so long ago now. So much has happened in the last couple of weeks, but it was so much fun because I knew we were going away in England, but I didn't know where. Like, the whole thing was a surprise. And it was just a lovely, relaxing getaway. Like, think in the forest, birds chirping, we had a hot tub, champagne. It was just lovely. Like, it was exactly what my soul needed. But as with any holiday, you fall out of your routines, right? And that's good now and then. I think definitely the first thing I want to say is it's good sometimes to be out of your routine. It's good to be doing something a little bit differently and a little bit out of the ordinary, to be able to completely switch off and to completely decompress. And that's really, really good for your soul. And also, you know, your ego. It's good to do things a little bit differently, maybe have more pleasurable food than you usually would and drink a little bit more. And I definitely did that. Like, I had proper like Krispy Kreme donuts every day and croissants and all these different things. And it is really, really lovely. But what I wanted to share was obviously that sense of being out of routine, why that can sometimes be really, really difficult to then get like back into things. But actually, I really want to talk about why routines are good for your well-being, like in the first place, but also how to get back on track. So it's a bit of a mishmash episode, but we're basically talking about routines. And I think this is why I put up this episode a little bit, because I wasn't exactly clear on what I wanted to share on like routines and stuff and talking about them. So it took me a little bit longer to kind of like think about. And I think now I kind of got that kind of vibe of the type of things that I want to share with you. And that's why we're getting into it today. So yeah, sometimes routines and doing the same thing over and over just doesn't feel pleasurable, not in the short term at least, but in the long term, that satisfaction is of course pleasurable. But this is why often the first reason why we find it really hard is because going back to how things were and going back to kind of normality and routine can sometimes feel really hard and give us that resistance because it doesn't feel pleasurable. And that's because we've been in this situation where we've been off our routine, where we've been leaning a lot more into pleasure and leaning a lot more into kind of spaciousness, free time. And sometimes that feels more satisfying and it feels like the routine actually restricts you. But I promise you, it's not the case. These times that we go off routine, these times where we have holidays or we're away or things are just out of the ordinary, you're going to experience the most resistance when you try and come back to these and you try and kind of put these back into your life and cement them. So this is why I wanted to record this episode, to really help you in those moments where it feels like it's really hard, and just to remind you and I suppose give you some inspiration to help get you back on track. So obviously a routine is pretty much anything, like we're being quite broad in this, anything that serves you. So it could be like your morning meditation, your morning journaling, your morning reading. That is like a routine that you do. But it also might be like your work routine, especially if you're an entrepreneur. It might be like getting up, going to the gym, coming home, starting work, starting your day, making sure that you take time out for walks, all these different things. Whatever it is, it's like a routine. It's a repetitive thing that serves you, right? Usually something that's going to help you obtain your goals, help you to have like order in your life, or generally just improve your well-being as well. Like a good routine can drastically improve the quality of your life for so many reasons. And I think the first one being, which is really, really important to mention, is that routines ground you. I mean, when you are away and out of your routine, essentially you are not grounding yourself, because you're kind of swooping up into the moment, right? Like you literally, like you've had that saying, being swept up in the moment. Sometimes that can happen when you're away or you're on holiday or you're out of routine. You get swept up into the fun, the kind of differentness, the being able to give yourself permission to just drink every day for a couple of days. All of that is fun and it's good to do that now and then. But routines give you that sense of grounding. Like when you're doing that sort of stuff, it doesn't feel grounding. It feels a little bit up in the air, right? And routines give us that sense of grounding. They give us that sense of familiarity. And this ties in a lot with the 6 basic human needs. That's not something I'm going to share like loads of detail about right now, but you can Google them, the 6 basic human needs, and find out a little bit more about them. But the ones I want to share about right now is variety and certainty. And we need both of these. This is a basic human need, to have variety and have certainty. And our routines provide us with certainty. They provide us with that sense, feeling of certainty. And especially if you do them a lot, you can ground yourself in a routine and it gives you a sense of something. It gives you a feeling. Like, you know, when you get into a good gym routine, at first it's really, really hard. And I can totally relate. If you've been listening to the podcast a lot more recently, you'll know that I've been going to the gym a lot more. I've been trying to get healthy. I've been really, really putting a lot of energy and time into a good routine. And now the gym does give me that sense of certainty. Now going to the gym, I know I'm going to feel better. I've got the proof, I've got the evidence, I've cemented it into my mind, I've created a new habit, and now it creates a sense of certainty for me. But it didn't at the start. At the start, it was quite hard and it was quite difficult. But this is why it's so important. When you think about a good, healthy routine that is serving you, it gives you that sense of certainty. But on the flip side, we then often crave variety. And so that's why the reason, as I said, it feels really restricting after a holiday is because your ego has had all of that space to just indulge. It's had all of that space and all of that variety to do things that you wouldn't usually do. And you get that sense of feeling free because you're not tied down to your usual routines. And as I said a minute ago, that isn't bad. It's healthy to be off your schedule every now and then. It's really, really healthy to have a little break. But when you allow that feeling to linger, like when you do come back and you are back at home, sometimes we allow that feeling to linger a little bit longer. We resist getting back into our routines. So maybe we snooze a little bit more on the alarm clock, or maybe we don't set the alarm clock and we just think, oh, I deserve a lie-in. And this is where it can kind of be like tricky, because you bring the holiday feeling like back home and you carry on with that kind of same sense of I want variety, and then I don't give myself certainty. And this is where it can be really, really tricky, because you get yourself in a situation where you kind of want to bring that energy back home. And of course, that is important, but it's about creating balance where you still do the routines that serve you, but you bring the variety into the routine rather than just like stopping all your routines and coming back and being like, I'm going to lay in, I'm not going to do my morning meditation, I'm not going to do all these good things that serve you. Eventually, you'll end up quite unhappy. Like once the kind of novelty wears off, eventually it suddenly starts to feel like, oh, like I didn't bother getting up on time, like the lions don't feel so good anymore, you know, it kind of lingers, right? So that's why I wanted to say, like, it's thinking about what is it that you love about being away? What is it you love about being off clock, being off routine, other than the feeling that it feels free? What else is it that you love? And can you bring that back with you to still use that in your routine so that you do feel a sense of excitement about coming back to your routines? So it might be that when you were away, like you were outside outside, you were just off routine, you didn't journal, but maybe you sat and you had a coffee and you listened to the birds, right? Well, why don't you bring that back? Why don't you bring that back with you and do that in the morning? Give yourself an extra 5-10 minutes so you can just open the back door, have a coffee and listen to the birds and get that same sense, that same feeling. Because essentially all that is happening whilst you're away is not only are you off the routine, but you're creating new feelings. So really breaking it down into a feeling type experience, because that's what it is. It's that sense of feeling relaxed, enjoyed, feeling maybe connected to nature. How can you bring that back with you and do it in your routine at home so you feel more excited about doing it as well? Another thing that I think is good to mention is that usually sometimes as well, routines eventually feel a little bit repetitive and boring. Again, as I mentioned, it's about bringing that variety back with you so that they don't feel repetitive and boring. But also a big thing is that sometimes they feel optional. So if something is optional, you're more inclined not to do it. And what I mean by that is if you have to go to work, like you come back from a holiday and you have to go to work on Monday, you have to show up because there's a stronger consequence, isn't there? Like you have to go to work and show up because otherwise you might get fired. So if you don't go to work, you don't get paid, you might get fired. So there's a really, really big consequence to that. So despite it feeling a bit boring and a bit mundane, you are going to still show up for it. However, when it comes to showing up for yourself and showing up for your routines that serve you and feel good, there feels like less of a consequence. There feels like there's no one telling you off. There's no one enforcing a consequence. So it's a lot easier for you to go, sod it, I'm not going to do it today. It's a lot easier to be like, it doesn't matter, like I don't need to do X, I don't feel like it, so I'm not going to do it. But again, as I mentioned earlier, when you then don't show up for yourself, that's when you start like slowly stopping trusting yourself, because you question whether you're actually going to do the thing that you say you're going to do. You know you're more than capable of doing it, you know that you can do it, you know you really want to do it, but you stop acting in that way because it just feels like, you know, it's negotiable, right? Rather than it being a non-negotiable that you have to do, it feels negotiable. So if it becomes like that, you're not going to feel inspired to do it, and you're more likely to make up excuses and not stick to it. So really, when you think about creating that routine or getting yourself back into a new routine after a long time off, it's really about not only do you want to create some variety, but you really want to prove to yourself that you stick to your word and build that trust back up with yourself. And this is a really, really huge topic. I mean, like I could really go into a whole new area just talking about trust, but it's really, really common. This is what I see a lot when people fall off the wagon and they, whatever it is, they fall off from doing what it is that's the norm, their healthy habits, they fall off track. The biggest thing that I see so often is that people lose trust in themselves. They sort of say, oh, well, I've got this to-do list and I do all this thing and I'm just not showing up and I'm just not doing it. And you do that enough days in a row, you slowly stop trusting yourself. You slowly start to believe that you're not the sort of person that shows up or sticks to their word. And of course, that's not true because you are. But essentially what's happened is that you've just got yourself into a bit of a bad habit where you've stopped doing that and you've stopped acting in that way. And therefore you've started to think, oh, because I'm not acting that way, I'm not acting in a line with that identity, I no longer think that about myself. I no longer think that I'm going to stick to my word. I'm going to stick to what I say I'll do. And usually this is very personal. It doesn't mean that you believe it in, it's very situational, sorry. You often don't necessarily not trust yourself in when it comes to others, but when it comes to yourself and your own word, you can get stuck in this little habit of I don't trust that I'm actually going to action it. And again, when you feel like that, it's even more important for you to come back to some healthy habits and implement them and have a strategy of implementing them, whether it's getting someone to hold you accountable or sharing it with a friend, whatever it is, but make sure that you bring yourself back and start trying to build up those healthy habits again. And so you can build that trust with yourself as well. So another thing that I want to mention when it comes to routines, like I said, we often feel like they're really, really restrictive, but actually routines give you more time in the long run. So when we have a routine, we can often feel like it takes like a lot of our time, and maybe technically on paper it does, like maybe in the morning you give yourself, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, maybe even half an hour to do like your morning routine. And that feels really, really time consuming, right? But the thing is, when you actually do that, you're creating more mental freedom and space. Often, later down the line that you're not necessarily aware of that's actually connected, right? So think of it this way, like if you don't do your morning meditation and you don't do your journaling and you don't set your energy up for the day, you're going to go into work. Maybe you wake up, maybe you feel tired, you feel groggy, you don't really feel like doing it. You're going to set yourself up for the day in that energy. And I actually heard someone say, I think this was on a podcast recently, that if you wake up in that energy, that energy carries through with you for at least 4 hours into the day, into the morning. Can you imagine? Like you're just waking up in that and you think, well, that's it. That's the energy I'm in. And that's going to take up a massive part of your day. So really, then you've lost time and space, because then you're going to react differently to things that are thrown at you. You're going to feel more stressed. You're going to feel like the world's on top of you, and you're going to feel like more overwhelmed. You're going to procrastinate more. You're not going to get the things that you want to get done. And actually, you lose time. Whereas actually, if you focus that time and you did that morning routine and you actually allowed yourself to center yourself before the start of the day, you've inadvertently, without realizing, created more space and created more energy throughout your day. So when you think about it like this as well, when you don't do the thing that you're going to do and you don't do that morning routine, what do you actually do instead? And most of you might say, well, I do nothing. I just get ready, right? Or I'm free to do whatever. I just take my time, blah, blah, blah. And the thing is, when you're in this state where you're kind of like, oh, I don't want to do it. I'm just going to just mong out, I don't know, go on TikTok or whatever, you're more vulnerable to fall prey to your ego, because in that moment, you're making a choice to go, I don't want to do that thing that's actually going to serve me. I'm going to do this thing that helps me mong out and escape, almost doing nothing really. I mean, that doesn't actually serve you. It doesn't actually help in any way long term. It's not aligned with your goals. When you're making that choice, you're going into that state of, I just want a little bit of a hit. I want a little bit of like instant gratification by just doing something different, like going on TikTok rather than doing my healthy routine. And you, the real you, like didn't really want to do that. Like not really, not deep down, but it's like falling prey to that moment. And this is why when we create routines, they actually create more structure for us. They create more intentional time for us. So if you had have stuck to your routine, for example, in that moment, you were less likely to go on TikTok and therefore set yourself up for the day. And again, as I said, have more time later on as well. So yeah, it frees you up because you're completely being more intentional with it. So when you're more intentional with it, you're going to have more of it as well. And I think another good way of thinking about this, which I think so many probably can relate to, and I definitely know I could, is like, have you ever thought about like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym, like I really can't be asked today. And you get home and you have to cook dinner and you have X, Y, and Z to do, and you just don't feel like you have time to go to the gym, so you don't. But then you do that a couple of days, and when you actually do a self audit on yourself of your time, you find that, oh, well, actually, you felt like you didn't have the time to go to the gym, but you managed to easily spend an hour scrolling on TikTok. And it's like, where did that hour come from? Well, the hour was always there, obviously, it was always there, but you weren't being intentional about it. So instead of being intentional and taking that hour and going to the gym, you chose to be unintentional and sit on TikTok for an hour. And this isn't me like bashing you for doing this, right? This is just building self-awareness, because we all do this. We all make this kind of mistake now and then where we say we don't have time for something, and we say like, oh, you know, I don't have time, I don't know, it doesn't fit into my schedule right now. But when you actually pick apart your schedule, suddenly you see where the time is like glaring at you, but you've at the moment chose not to prioritize. You've chose not to prioritize the thing that you really want, and you've chose to prioritize instead, you know, that instant gratification or feeling a certain way, which TikTok does. You know, again, it's very normal, it's very human. And like I said, it's not about bashing, but it's about reevaluating and going, hang on a minute, why did I want this routine in the first place? Why did I want to go for the gym in the first place? Oh yeah, well, because I would really like to get a bit fitter and healthy. I want to get more muscle mass. I want to improve my heart health. Like for me, this is going a little bit deep, but right now my heart's been a little bit weird, like nothing serious, but I've been monitoring my blood pressure and stuff, and it's just been a little bit like, not 100% basically. And for me then, like, exercise has become even more important than ever. Like, I have more of a why than ever before. Like, even if it was before it was about losing weight, now it's become even more about my health. And so my why is obviously a lot stronger. So for me, I have to be intentional and I have to think, right, if I really want this outcome, which is to be healthy, to feel good, then I have to be intentional with this time and I have to go to the gym. And once you start doing it, this is what's really, really important. Once you start doing it, you find yourself slipping back really easily. And this goes both ways, actually. So once you get back from your holiday and you actually go to the gym for like a couple of days in a row, you slip back into your routine really easily. But the same goes the other way. Once you've had a massive week off and you've had like loads of time where your ego has just been like relishing in all the goodness and like the naughty food and the booze and all these different things, it's really easy to slip back as well. It's really easy to slip back into old habits, old routines, because they're still there. They're still like that old remnants of them, depending on how long you've been living it in a new way, like setting up those new habits, right? It's still really, really easy to fall back into that. It's like wearing an old shoe, right? But you have to remember that the reason you started in the first place, the reason you wanted this routine, the reason you wanted to go after that thing was because that's truly what you wanted. That was what your soul wanted. And so it's about choosing in that moment, do I want to feed my ego? Do I want to feed my soul? And really asking yourself that before you take any action. And I think this is very, very similar to the podcast I did. Maybe it was last week or the week before. Whatever it is, this feels like a very similar theme to the previous podcast. So hopefully there's enough in there that's different, but I guess I felt called to kind of, I don't know, come back to this maybe and talk about it again. But yeah, and I think the last thing I want to say as well is about creating like a neural pathway in your brain that connects doing the thing to feeling a sense of feeling good or feeling a sense of relief. Because for example, again, if we go back to like scrolling on the internet, on social media, when you come back, you've had a really, really hard day at work, you have wired yourself to do things that give you a sense of release, give you a sense of relief as well. So for example, you get home and you want to mong, you know that scrolling on TikTok makes you feel better. So it gives you that like temporary high. But the only difficult thing is sometimes we're not always so aware of what we're doing. So even though you have a temporary high, suddenly an hour later, you end up more frustrated because you like feel like you've lost an hour, you haven't done anything intentional, you get more annoyed at yourself. Whereas actually taking yourself as you're coming home, taking yourself or taking a minute with yourself to sit and go, how do I want to be intentional? What do I want to do instead that I know is going to serve me? Well, actually, I know that the gym is going to give me a sense of release. I know I don't want to go and I doesn't feel good going, but I know it's going to give me that sense of release and relief afterwards. And it takes practice to embed that new like long-term healthy habit into your life. But once you keep doing it and you keep connecting a sense of pleasure with that new habit, you're going to repeat it. You're going to keep doing it because it gives you that same feeling. So when you're feeling really sluggish and you're feeling really, really heavy, you're not going to go, oh, I'm just going to go to TikTok. Your brain's going to go, no, I'm going to choose to go to the gym instead because that feels good and that's going to make me feel better in the long run. So you kind of wire that new routine in. So it becomes a lot easier in the long term to come back to that and to bring that back into your life, especially when you've connected a good feeling, a good association with that action. So lastly, I want to leave you with a couple of top tips. I feel like maybe in a future episode, some habits that have really changed my life might be a really good episode. Let me know if you're interested in that and I will get that out to you. But I'm just going to leave you with a couple of like tips that I think really help you when it comes to like routines, getting back onto your routines and really sticking to them as well. So my first one is going to be setting yourself up for success. So actually planning ahead. If you think about it, like you are more likely to do something if you've planned it into your schedule. So putting out your gym stuff makes it really, really easy for you to action. I usually on my like to-do list for the day, I put in the gym. Like it becomes a non-negotiable, becomes like the work of the day, not to try and see it like work, if that makes sense. I don't try and see it as a chore, but I see it as it's a non-negotiable. It's going to be done today, rather than something I can choose to do after work. Can you kind of like see the difference there? Like, you set yourself up because you've scheduled it in, so you're more likely to action it. And the same goes with like the actual action of like putting your gym stuff out and putting the gym bag out. You know, I like to, if I don't have any like one-on-one calls and I'm just doing general behind the scenes stuff, I like to sit in my gym stuff like throughout the day. So I'll have all my gear on, like all my gear on. What is that? That's such a weird way of saying it. I'll have all my clothes on, like my leggings, my gym socks, my gym shoes. I'll have that on so I'm fully dressed and I can literally leave the door at any moment. I can go out and I can go to the gym without having to get myself ready per se. And especially with having like the bag packed, having it there, it makes it much easier for me to action it. And this is what's so paramount about this. It's like making it as easy as possible, setting yourself up for success, but make it as easy as possible for you to action. How can you make it easier? How can you make it even easier than that? And how can you make it even easier than that, right? Like having it so that it becomes so much easier for you to take action than it does for you to not take the action. Like, you're gonna end up feeling like, oh, like if you didn't do it, it was almost like, well, what was your actual excuse? So my second one is remove temptation. So this kind of links to think like the opposite, like setting yourself up for success. But the other thing about removing temptation is, what do you know your triggers are? What do you know is going to trigger you to do a different thing that you don't want to do, right? So for example, if you know that you wake up in the morning, it's your alarm clock that wakes you up, your phone is the thing that wakes you up, but you know having it right there and you're really, really tired in the morning and you're really, really dazed and you know that social media wakes you up, having it there is just going to keep that cycle going. So break it, remove the temptation and get yourself a proper alarm clock. Then you can actually put the phone out the room. You can put the phone further away, right? And maybe charge it outside the room or charge it at the end of your bed or like the other side of the room and have a proper alarm clock. Then when your alarm clock goes off, you can't do the automation. You can't pick up the phone, which is maybe a habit that you've got into. It's definitely something that I've slipped in and out of so many times on my journey. But it's removing that, stopping the temptation so that you don't fall prey to that. Again, links to number one, make it as easy as possible. Make it so that it's so easy to action that you just think, okay, well, this is what I'm doing now. This is easy for me, right? And the more you remove temptations, the better things will be in the long term. I mean, look at it from this point of view, like thinking about like an alcoholic, right? You wouldn't expect an alcoholic to be able to manage with shit ton of booze in the house. Like, it's just, you're just setting yourself up to fail, right? So removing the temptation is going to make it a lot easier. Of course, you're still going to have other cues. Like if you go to the shop, you're going to have that cue of seeing a bottle of wine there or whatever. But what I'm saying is, you wouldn't expect someone who was recovering from alcoholism to be able to have loads of alcohol in the house and be okay with it, right? Same goes for you. You wouldn't expect yourself to be able to get up and function and do your morning routine and show up for yourself if you're gonna have your phone right there, which is a massive temptation. So think about it in that sense. Like, I know that sounds like two massive extremes, but I think it's a lot easier for us to get our heads around when we actually think, oh yeah, like, of course, like, of course I wouldn't do that to myself. Like, I need to remove the temptation so it becomes so much easier for myself. And my last one for you that I'm going to leave you with is reminding yourself of your why. And I sort of mentioned this a little bit earlier in the podcast, but reminding yourself of why you're doing this in the first place, because that will literally apply to almost everything, like anything and everything, right? When it comes to the gym, when it comes to your morning routine, when it comes to showing up for your business, when it comes to showing up on Instagram, right? Whatever habit it is that you want to get into, remembering your why is going to be what carries you through, because that will be your guiding light. That will be what pulls you through in the times where it feels hard or the times where it feels a little bit darker or it feels a little bit like you don't want to do this thing anymore, you don't action it. Remembering your why and remembering why you started in the first place can really ground you back into going, actually, this is serving me. I want to do this deep down. Like, I do want this. It's just it's a temporary feeling that's preventing me from taking action. A temporary feeling in this moment that's stopping me doing this thing that's actually going to serve me. But actually, I know why I wanted to do this in the first place. And I'm going to sit in that feeling. And you can do that as well, like with anything. If you think about like the gym, I always think about the feeling afterwards. I'm like, okay, my body feels a bit, I don't really want to go, but I think I know I'm going to feel better afterwards. I know so many times I've gone, I've come back, I felt more energized, I felt more refreshed, which was like crazy when I felt awful going, right? Like maybe I had a headache or something like that, but I felt better going. And it's reminding yourself of that feeling and knowing that it's just over that little bit, it's that bit of action that then is actually going to make you feel better in the long run, rather than sitting where you are right now and not taking the action, which is making you feel better. Very temporary, but not in the long term. So yeah, I think I'm going to leave you with that. Let me know if you found this episode useful. I wanted it to be a little bit more punchy. I mean, half an hour is not punchy, but you know, I keep trying to get it down to like 15-20 minutes, but I have too much I want to share all the time. So yeah, again, as usual, if you like this episode, do give me a review. Let me know what your thoughts are. Come speak to me. Come say hi on Instagram. Come connect. And yeah, I absolutely love it when you do, and I love to hear from you. So I hope this episode served you. I hope it's given you some things that you can input today when it comes to routines and reminders. Like, you know, even if you have those top tips written on a post-it note on your wall, like do it if it's going to help remind you why you want to do these things and remind you to set yourself up for sex. Set yourself up for success. Oh my God. Wow. I'm leaving it there. I hope you enjoyed this episode, guys, and I wish you so much love, joy, and abundance.